Chapter 20. Meeting of Two. For a moment, the simplicity of the question took their breath away.
You see, said Moira, Roger must have taken that photograph, but I don't believe he pushed Alan over. Why should he? They had only met once, at lunch, down here. There's no motive.
Then who did push him over? Asked Frankie directly.
Moira, said Bobby, do you mind if I tell Frankie what you're afraid of?
Moira turned her head away. If you like. But I can't believe it myself at this minute. I feel I've been terribly silly. Please don't pay any attention to what I said, Mr. Jones. It was just nerves. I must go now. Goodbye.
Bobby jumped up to follow her, but Frankie pushed him back.
Stay there. Leave this to me.
She went quickly off after Moira. She returned a few minutes later.
Well?
Asked Bobby anxiously.
I calmed her down and made her promise we'd meet again soon. Now, tell me everything.
Bobby did so. Then Frankie said,
It fits in with what I've just seen. I found Nicholson holding Sylvia Bassington French's hands, and if the look he gave me could kill, I'd have been dead then and there. But why would Nicholson want to get rid of Alan Carstairs?
A large coincidence if Carstairs and Bassington French were in Marchbolt on the same day.
Well, coincidences do happen, but I don't see the motive. Was Carstairs on the track of Nicholson as the head of a drug-dealing gang? Or is Moira the motive for the murder?
It might be both, suggested Bobby. Nicholson might have known that Carstairs and Moira had talked, and he may have believed that his wife had betrayed his secrets.
That's a possibility, said Frankie. Now, the first thing to do is to talk to Roger Bassington French. If he can clear up the exchange of the photographs, it might be very valuable to have him on our side.
How do you mean, Frankie?
Bobby, if Moira's husband wants to get rid of her and marry Sylvia, then Henry Bassington French is in serious danger too. We've got to prevent him being sent to the Grange. And at present, Roger Bassington French is on Nicholson's side.
Well thought of, Frankie, said Bobby quietly. Go ahead with your plan.
Frankie got up to go.
Isn't it odd? She said. We seem somehow to have got in between the covers of a book. We're in the middle of someone else's story. It's a very strange feeling.
I know what you mean, said Bobby. But I would call it a play, rather than a book. It's as though we'd walked onto the stage in the middle of the play, and we haven't the slightest idea what the beginning was about. And what brought us into the show was a regular cue. 5 words, which are quite meaningless as far as we are concerned.
Why didn't they ask Evans? Isn't it odd, Bobby, that though we've found out a lot, and more characters have come into the thing, we never get any nearer to the mysterious Evans. Sometimes I don't believe there is an Evans.
Saying that, she went back towards the house.